Curtis, wake up. It's Leroy. Curtis.
What?
Curtis, it's Leroy.
What? I'm sleeping. What are you doing?
I had to find you, Curtis. This here's important business.
What?
I had to come and get you.
Why in the blazes would you wake me up? I've been herding cows all dang day.
Well, this is important. You can get your beauty sleep later, Curtis. This here is history in the making.
Oh?
Yep. Get out of bed.
What the heck for?
Something landed in the middle of the range. Something weird.
Yeah, okay, great. I'm going back to bed. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Curtis, you don't understand. They might be visitors. I had to come get you, Curtis, because I know how excitable you get whenever someone mentions aliens, so I figured I should ought to tell you.
Well, that was right smart of you, Leroy. Let me get my shirt on and we'll go.
All right.
And my pants.
That'd help. Yes.
And my socks, and my galoshes, and my wading trousers, and my boots, and my parka, and my overcoat, and my poncho, and my overalls, and my vest, and my tuxedo, and my scuba gear.
You're quite done.
Nope. Need me my cowboy hat.
All right, let's get out of here.
Wait, I gotta get me my fishing rod.
You do not, dadgummit. Can we just go?
All right, fine. I guess I'll just carry the lures in my mouth instead of in my tackle box.
You swallow one. I ain't gonna be the one to go in with a rubber glove and barbecue tongs.
5 minutes later... Well, here we are in your field.
Yep.
I don't see no aliens.
That's because you ain't got the sense God gave a duck. Also, your flashlight is off. Yep.
There's a big old, round old, smoking old, glowy old hole in the ground. There.
Yep. Take the shovel.
All right.
Let's dig this thing up.
Right.
Hey. Yeah. 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 Man, that is some shiny space metal.
You say that's a saucer?
More of a teacup than a saucer.
Hmm.
I think we've uncovered most of it.
Yeah, it is shiny.
Here, hit it with your shovel. Stevens, you can open it.
All right. Hey.
Hey. Hey, it's open in good times.
Oh, hey, look it. There's someone in there.
It's... there.
They're dead.
Or sleeping.
The biggest discovery of the century, Leroy. You and I find what must have been intelligent life crashed in the middle of the range, and they're deader than a haddock in a barrel full of cement.
Well, at least we found him.
True.
Well, what's to be done with him, Curtis?
Dang it, Leroy, you think I know? I'm just as dumbfounded as you are.
Let me ask my missus. She'll be more than like to know. Here she comes now.
Leroy, honey, you mind telling me what the hell you and Curtis are up to at this time of night?
We the two of us found something special between us. Mm. No, between the two of us, we found something special. Well, look it.
You went all the way out here in the middle of the night for a what? What is that?
It's a hole full of aliens, darling.
So?
It's history in the making.
Who can we tell? They're dead.
So?
So they'll figure we just stitched some critters together into a composite corpse. A chimera, if you will.
Dang. I never even thought of that. Your missus sure knows her stuff, Leroy.
Smartest lady in the county.
5 years running.
So what do we do, Mara?
Well, you gotta hide the evidence from the government, right?
Why's that?
'Cause if they find out we discovered aliens, much less dents, they'll come in and erase your brains with little teeny-weeny novelty ballpoint pens.
What?
Leroy, don't you watch the televisions?
Mara, don't you know that the televisions watch you?
It's the government, ma'am.
So... since we is all three of us registered libertarians, and there ain't a one of us wanting the fuzz on our tail, much less having our brains all refried by a little government camera flash, I say, we...
we what, Leroy?
We make them into jerky. It's the only way.
Knew I married me a smart man.
Smartest man in the county.
5 days running.
and Leroy and Curtis dragged the alien corpses back to Leroy's home, where they butchered the bodies and made them into jerky. And that jerky conferred upon the three of them fabulous superpowers. Or did it? You have just experienced a dimension beyond that which is known to man. A dimension of light, sound, and imagination. A dimension called copyright infringement. The misses.
I don't know that song.
I made it up.
Should we record the guy's lines, or is that just going to get complicated?
That is just going to get complicated.